If you liked wheelchair rugby, you'll like sledge hockey. Well, I've got it down here. It's a fast-moving game on an ice rink with six players. Great Britain beat Estonia to a bronze medal in the World Sledge Hockey Championships in Japan last month. Rob Gaze is their goalie and is on the phone from Derby. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, really? Well, now, look, what is sledge hockey?
Sledge hockey is the disabled version of ice hockey. Very, very similar. Most of the rules are the same, except, obviously, most of us can't move our legs or have any function. So what we do is we sit in a little chair which is strapped to a frame and has skates on the bottom. So we use two sticks rather than one, and they're about a quarter of the length of normal hockey sticks, but have the same shooting head on, but have picks on the bottom so we can push around the ice.
Okay, now, so you've got like an ice pick and then a shooting thing. Do you like that? A stick, that's right. But yeah, you've got a puck and everything else is the same.
Yeah. Are you strapped into the chair?
We are strapped in. It's more of a bucket, so it kind of carries all the way over your legs or whatever legs you've got, and really tight in. I mean, you have to be one with your sled, otherwise you're going to find it really hard when you fall over to get back up.
Now, can you give us a sense of the action and, I guess, the incidents? I mean, why are we comparing it to wheelchair rugby?
Well, it's a full contact sport. I mean, there's things...
That means people get hurt.
Like, can't start fights, otherwise you're going to get sent to the sin bin, and can't punch people. But there's nothing wrong with you going in with your shoulder into somebody and knocking them flat off the sled.
So,
it's a common move to try, if they've got the puck, rather than going for the puck, you try to take the man away. So you're left with the puck and he's left a yard behind you.
Is it as thrilling to watch as it is to take part in?
Oh, that is better.
Really?
I have a certain bias because I love this sport wholly, but I think it's one of the best Paralympic sports in the world.
Have you been flung out of your bucket many times?
Well, I have. I'm not supposed to be being the netminder. I'm supposed to sit there and just save the pucks, but... You tend to get some overzealous people coming in a bit too close and then hitting you after they've taken their shot.
And is this the sport that's going to make it on the telly? Are we going to see you on the TV?
I do hope so. I mean, we're always out there doing our thing till early hours in the morning, putting in the effort. I mean, we'd like to showcase what Great Britain can do to the world and showcase what we think is one of the best sports in the world.
So usually when you hear about sports people training, it's about getting up early in the morning. What is it with you guys and late at night?
Well, we get whatever, we beg, borrow, steal scraps of ice time whenever we can. I mean, most of our training sessions don't start on ice until, well, 10's the earliest we normally do. Most times 12 till 2 in the morning, because it's we're not fully funded, so we have to trump up our own ice time. It's one of the cheapest places in the slot, which not anybody's taken.
It's like the graveyard slot that you all have to get.
Yeah, the graveyard slot indeed. And we can normally, if there's a nice manager on, steal an extra half an hour.
No. So next time you're walking past a ice rink in the dead of night and you hear the crunch of skull upon ice, you know that it's potentially not a terrible homicide taking place. It's a training session with you guys.
Yeah, without a doubt. If you hear them helmets hitting helmets, it's definitely us in there.
Now, can I, just before you go, you got a bronze last month.
Yeah.
How close are you to qualifying for the Paralympics next year?
I mean, we're always seen as the underdogs, but that's the position we like. And we're going through to one more tournament. The final tournament should be around the end of this year. And we need to place bronze or higher, and then we'll be at Sochi, and you'll all be watching us.
You're confident, Rob?
A bit nervous, but yeah, we can do it. We push ourselves harder every time we go out, and people have started taking notice. So, I mean, there's not much more you could want.
Tony?
Just going to say, I think, you know, sledge hockey, I've been watching it for a number of years, covered two Paralympics, and I was with the guys in Turin where they had a tough tournament. But seriously, guys, this is the big sport. You know, in my view, it's in the top five of all of the Paralympic sports, summer and winter, and it will be brilliant, and it will be a great watch, and I'm sure our guys will be there.
bbc.co.uk/ouch.